This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. It's about the choices that we make every single day. And the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. So it's about thriving. It's about making better choices. But again, you're the one that has to do that. We can't do it for you. We can teach you, take you around down the right path, but ultimately you have to make that. In Shape is our new system and program. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to the website. See how to really get your body in the way that it needs to. Our new In Shape system is powerful and can help you reach your health goals. Now let's kick off and talk about a couple of things. When it comes to a couple of items, I want to look at the spots your doctor should look at for skin cancer. Now, when it comes to our skin, of course, people are concerned about skin cancer. Melanoma is the big one. But I want to talk about some different areas that we have to look at when it comes to skin cancer that are really important. And again, you've got to look at yourself every single day or have someone check your back and do all that. After the age of about 30, you really need to start being concerned about that. Dermatology is an emerging specialty that's just very, very strong. Of course, if you live in the warmer climates, people are dealing with it more and more. But remember, it's not just sun exposure that can lead to skin cancer, but it's also a couple of other items that can do that. I mean, poor diet can lead to cancer at any level, and you want to make sure that someone is taking a look and watching over that. So a couple spots that your doc should look at for skin cancer. Number one is the belly button. Now, you can look at these too. Skin cancer can hide there. You want to look for any type of little brown raised lesion or even a little red raised lesion that could be one of the culprits for that. The neck is also important. So if you're a ponytail wearer, and women with short hair can get a lot of sun back there, but it may neglect to get SPF on the area, so your neck's a big hot spot for skin cancers as well. Ears and the lips, a lot of times we don't cover those areas. And cancer can be more aggressive in these areas more than others because we really don't get the protection. And another form of melanoma, ALM, typically strikes in the palm of your hands. So the palm of your hands, you want to be really careful, as well as the nail beds and the soles of the feet. Legs are the number one place for Caucasian women to get melanoma. So make sure that you've got some kind of protection on your skin, and look for the legs to you know, anything that looks weird or any kind of abrasion or skin little lesion that looks different, pops up out of nowhere, make sure you get it looked at and get it checked so it doesn't turn into anything. But that's extremely important to have looked at. And men too. You want to keep a lookout on your skin for that, because skin cancer can lurk in a lot of different ways. You'd be really careful. It really can. And if you live in the warmer climates, Arizona, and you live along the coastline anywhere, Texas and Florida, California, just be cautious. I mean, skin cancer can pop up anytime. And they say that it's what's happened when we were younger, that the damage that happened when you were a kid is typically what you carry with you. And there's truth to that. But still, you don't want to just say, well, I got burned a lot as a kid, so to heck with it. You really want to take care of your skin in a lot of ways on a regular basis to keep it protected as we age, because it's extremely important for longevity and for the potential of staying away from basal cell carcinomas and the melanomas. You want to do everything you can to keep the skin as healthy as possible. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Let's go to the phones and talk with Leah. Hi, Leah.
Yes, I'm calling about almost slipping, hit my knee, and it's why it be so sometimes now. So I don't know what can I take for help. Somebody told me it might be torn ligament in there. So I need to get some kind of vitamin or some kind of herb to help hit it back.
Well, if you think you damaged it, you definitely want to go to your physician and get it looked at. I mean, they can do an MRI and find out exactly if there's anything that's been damaged. They might even be able to do some basic testing in the office to be able to see if there's anything going on. I would have that looked at first. Very important to see if there is a ligament damage at all or if it's just a slight sprain or whatever it might be. But I'll get that looked at, and they can check that out and give you some good advice and information. You don't want to just start taking a bunch of herbs to correct it. You know, that's one thing. I know it sounds simple. Let's just take a pill for it. But a lot of times you really want to know in a targeted way what's going on. And that's first and foremost. You want to see exactly what's happening. Make sure you've got a good game plan surrounding that. And then you can build from there. That's the starting point, in my opinion, for what you're dealing with. I mean, you have to understand if it's just something basic or if it's something that needs a little bit more therapy. And again, there's laser therapy that can be done. Supplements can help, but I mean, it may not be the only thing. And your eating habits have got to be really, really good for the healing process. If, for example, if you don't have enough vitamin D and your minerals are not where they need to be, meaning that like boron, calcium, magnesium, any of those, if they're not where they need to be, then the bones and the joints are not going to be able to function the way they need to. Hyaluronic acid is really important. It's been shown to be extremely effective for supporting the joints. But if your body doesn't have what it needs, it's not going to be able to produce the results that you need for optimal healing. That's why you first want to find out exactly what happened, and then you can go from there. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. What's interesting is so many people, they struggle, and they want to know what to do to feel better, lose weight, have more energy. We've got a new system out called InShape. And InShape, I mean, it's funny because when I was younger growing up, the coaches used to say, you know, so we got to get in shape. And when I was getting older, you know, your parents or people, your friends, oh, you need to get in shape. We kind of hear that a lot. What does that really mean? Well, to be in shape really means to be vibrant. To be in shape means to be fit, to be agile, to be able to play athletics, to go and play a game of tennis, or to be able to run around and play with your kids and not get hurt, to go water ski if you want to. To be in shape means that you're at your body's normal set point and you're at your normal weight and you can really begin to thrive in every area of your life. There's some basic principles to be able to do that, but you have to follow the basics to be able to get there. Our InShape system and InShape program, you can find that at the website, and it can really help you be able to pinpoint where your body needs to be and what the root causes of where you are, why they're there, and then what to build from there. Our great team members, lifestyle providers around the country can help as well. Coming up, we're going to jump in. We've got more questions about your health. Plus, one of the biggest culprits in our overall food system that is causing us to gain weight, causes more diabetes, and causes really, some are saying, cancer in a lot of ways that we have to be really concerned about. I'm going to talk about that, what to do with it, and how to avoid it when we come back. Plus, I'll be taking your calls and your questions. Go to the website and shoot us an email there.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And don't forget, the body can change, regardless of what you're struggling with, regardless of what you've been diagnosed with. You don't have to be stuck with it. The body can change. You can change. It's all about changing our lifestyle choices. Remember, two-thirds lifestyle, one-third genetics, but 100% you. So think about it. What are you going to change? Are you going to change your lifestyle? You can do that. But what about your genetics? Well, we're going to be talking real soon about some genetic profile testing that can literally get down to the root of your genetics and take you to the next level nutritionally, finding out what your genes need, not just what your blood needs, but what your genes say that you need. Genetic nutrition testing is right around the corner. There is new research, and it is the next wave, and it radically is going to transform our health and our life. It's going to be powerful. So I'll keep you posted on that coming up real soon. We're going to go to Victor right now. Hi, Victor.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I am living well, friend.
Okay. About 10 years ago, I'm 70 years old now.
You're spring chicken.
Right. And I keep myself in good shape. I try to eat right. I drink a lot of water. And I develop hot feet. And whenever the summer comes, I have a hard time wearing socks and shoes, wear socks and sneakers.
Okay.
And I've got flat feet, so I've got certain sneakers that I want to wear because it's better for my flat feet. But the ones that have a lot of support are heavier sneakers. And I just was wondering if you could tell me what I can try.
You mean as far as your feet go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, have you been to a podiatrist?
I've been to a podiatrist. Every doctor I've gone to in the last 10 years, I ask them, even my eye doctor.
Well, you never know.
Right.
They're trained in it, too, in the early days. So the deal is with the feet, I would look into maybe a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician. Here's why. Anytime you deal with the gait of the body, you deal with the structure of the body, you're dealing with how everything is positioned. And with flat feet, of course, there is when the arches drop and the feet go flat, then it can cause some instabilities in the way that the knees set. If you're standing up looking at someone, from the way the knees set to the hips to the lower back, and they can create inserts for you, orthotics is what they're called, custom. Have you had that done yet?
No.
Okay, this is really interesting. They've got some new technology where there's kind of the old school orthotics, and they put them in this cast mold, but there's a new computerized way of doing it, and it will create a custom mold to your foot. Pretty amazing, actually. And the performance of what it will do is actually really interesting. So that might be something you want to consider looking into, okay? And most chiropractic physicians are really into this. Physical therapists are getting into it as well, and some osteopathic physicians, DOs. So there gives you some categories to go look into just a tad bit, and I think it could be really, really helpful. If you've got hot feet, like you were saying, they just kind of burn and get hot, heated, if you will, many times that can be a B deficiency, a B5, pantothenic acid. And not that you've got a lot of stress, not that anybody does, but if you do have even a remote amount of stress, then you can create a B5 deficiency, vitamin B5. It can burn up pretty quickly and pretty easily. So that might be something you want to look into there at the health food store, check in with folks and look that up, because B5 is pretty phenomenal at what it can do, and it can deplete very easily within the body. All right, I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Glenda in St. Paul, Minnesota says, I really need your help. Okay, let's go for it. After a car wreck 2 years ago, I'm bound to a wheelchair. Oh, bless your heart. I really put on the weight, and I need to do something. Is changing my diet enough? It is a lot. Now, I know that when you're bound to a wheelchair, I'm really sorry that happened, darling. But I know there's a plan. I can tell you that. And so it's not about what you can't do. It's about what you can do. And when you're dealing with that, being put in a wheelchair, then, I mean, obviously you got to look at what you can do. And there are activities and exercises they make. I don't know if your local gym has it, but you can do cycling with the upper body. You can do weights with the upper body. And I encourage you to come up or get with a personal trainer. Don't do this on your own because you really need a customized program that's for you. And a good personal trainer will do that. They will really jump on board and they will really come up with a good solid game plan for you. So I would encourage you to do that and get with someone that can really walk with you in the process and teach you along the way. But remember, that's for exercise and cardiovascular activity, and that's important. But also understand that your diet really is about 80% of it. So to stay thin and drop the weight and all that sort of thing. And I don't know what you've gone through as far as the accident. I can only imagine emotionally what would happen. And you probably start eating probably foods to kind of medicate and self-soothe and that kind of thing. Everybody does that, emotional eating. But now it's time to kind of get on the horse and say, you know what, okay, it is what it is. Here's where I am. Now what can I do to maximize and optimize my health and go to the next level? So your diet is a key, and the anti-inflammatory diet is a good way to go. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health, and yes, I'm pushing that because I wrote it, and I believe in it. That's what we use for everyone that comes within our system, our wellness providers. That's the standard text for what they do. And, I mean, it's just a solid game plan for coming up with a game plan. But nothing's going to change unless you change. That has to come from within. So it starts within you. You come up with the idea and understand that you're ready to do something. Because once you start eating well, you'll start feeling more energy. You'll have tons of vitality. You'll just feel good. And there's nothing that tastes as good as feeling good does, I can assure you. And so, yes, to answer your question, diet's a big key, but you need to come up with an exercise program, something to where you can, you know, something you enjoy, you get with a trainer, they can make it fun, and you need to work hard. Because getting the cardiovascular up as much as you can without the use of your lower body is a challenge, but it can still be done with the body. And I was in the gym this evening, earlier, and had to get a quick workout in. There's a guy that's in a wheelchair, and he's in there every time I'm there, it seems like. And he is just making it happen. It's awesome. And so it really inspires me. And so I hope that you'll come up with a good game plan. Keep me posted.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden called on Afghans to fight for their country as Taliban forces continue to gain territory in that nation. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Biden said that he doesn't regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from the country, a move that's on track to be completed by the end of the month. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby echoed the president's statement, telling Fox News that the battle will ultimately come down to leadership in Afghanistan to make the difference.
No outcome is inevitable here in Afghanistan, Neil. There are plenty of opportunities ahead for both the government in Kabul and the Afghan forces to turn back this tide and to defend their country. I think when we look back at this in coming months or even years, we're going to look back and we're going to see that leadership was the real difference here. Political leadership in Kabul and military and operational leadership on the ground in Afghanistan. That's what's going to make the difference.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The United Nations released its report on climate change Monday, but some dispute its conclusions. Lance Pry explains.
The United Nations is reporting global warming is dangerously close to spiraling out of control, warning the world is already certain to face further climate disruptions for decades. Former communications director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee under President George W. Bush, Mark Morano, tells Fox News the UN report is not based on science, but science institutional theories.
This is what the UN does every 3 to 5 years, and it's essentially, you don't have to trust the science. They're asking you to trust scientific institutions. And this is a political lobbying arm of the United Nations that pretends to be a science panel. They were started in 1988. Their goal is to scare everyone, to convince you into, quote, climate action. Al Gore has said these reports are, quote, torqued up. How else do you get the attention of policymakers?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Hall of Fame goalie Tony Esposito has died. The Chicago Blackhawks announcing his passing on Tuesday following a brief battle with pancreatic cancer. Esposito played nearly all of his 16-year NHL career with the Blackhawks, winning the Stanley Cup in 1969. The Vezina Trophy is the league's top netminder 3 times and was named an All-Star 6 times. Esposito was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1988, the same year that Chicago retired his number 35 jersey. Tony Esposito was 78. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. You call me right now, and we'll get into it. So if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, can't lose the extra weight, whatever it is, anxiety, dealing with that sort of thing, can't go to sleep at night, have sleep apnea, what's going on? Let's talk about it. That's what the show's about. If you're a new listener, welcome. If you've been listening with us for a while, welcome. Glad you're here. And if you've got a question maybe for a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one, something like that, we can help you. That's what we're here for. It's your health. It's the closest thing to you. You may think your money is the closest thing to you, but I'll tell you what. Take away the money, you'll be stressed out. Take away your health, you'll be freaked out. So this is about calming that down and giving you real solutions so you can really live the life and the freedom that you deserve. Go online. You can send me an email there. And also our Wellness Provider Network. These are healthcare providers and trusted professionals that can coach you in all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about here on the show. So if you don't have a clue, that's what they're for. And their network's growing every single day. Got folks around the country and might have someone near you. So our Wellness Provider Network, you can go online and check out that website. Raising good cholesterol may cut heart risk in diabetes patients. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, we're going to go to Linda. Hi, Linda.
Yes.
My question is, I was talking with, I was listening to you earlier, and the lady called in with a memory problem. And my mother and my two aunts ended up with dementia in their 80s, and of course I'm very concerned about that and paranoid about that. And you were talking about some of the foods, and you were kind of stressing, I thought, the organic meat products and stuff. And I'm a vegetarian. So what would you recommend if you're vegetarian to help with the memory?
Well, will you do fish and eggs?
No.
No, because you have a hard time with it? You have an ethical issue with it, or?
Both, and I don't like fish. But I am taking a fish supplement.
It's not going
to
do
it. Because I can't stand fish to taste fish.
You taking a gel cap or the oil?
No, a gel cap.
Gel caps don't work. It takes 14 gel caps. Takes 14 gel caps equal one tablespoon. And minimum one tablespoon twice a day in the wintertime, typically for an adult, and usually one tablespoon in the summertime is what's generally recommended for fish oil. So you'd be looking at about 28 gel caps in the wintertime. Even get close to around the range that you need. Now, studies were done with about 3,000 milligrams of fish oil, which would be about 3 gel caps per se, but 3 or 4, and typically that equals about maybe 1 to 2 pieces of fish. But you need a lot more than that typically for brain chemistry and for lowering inflammation in the body. And, you know, they always get worried about fish oil and can you get too much? No, it's omega-3 fats. Cod liver oil has vitamin D in it, but it only has 400 units roughly per teaspoon, so even at a tablespoon, you're getting, you know, maybe 1,600 units, which is, you know, if you don't take a vitamin D supplement, and I'll tell you the absolute best to raise acetylcholine, the absolute best food, hands down, 100% that will raise acetylcholine are eggs, because the yolk is full of choline. You have an issue with that, though, ethically or somehow?
Well, I could make myself do that. Yeah, ethically, I don't like doing that. You're eating a fetus is basically what you're doing, right?
Yeah, I mean, technically, yeah, but we could get into a long discussion about that. I'm just going to tell you this. It's a whole food, right? We can debate on, you know, whether it's meant to be eaten or not. And that, again, it's a long discussion. I'm just here to tell you that through research we know that choline, lecithin, those two components are in the egg yolk. The egg is probably the absolute perfect protein you could put in your body, bar none. So if you want to rebuild and create good new healthy cells, which the body needs proteins to do that, and you want to use something that can literally create in the body and raise acetylcholine levels in the brain, eggs are just second to none. I mean, second to none that will raise it. You can do supplements, but nothing's going to touch it, in my opinion, as much as food will. And the more we can get from our natural food sources to affect our bodies, the better. I mean, really, when it comes down to it. Because acetylcholine levels really drop when you have a lot of stress. And the more stress we have and the more it drops, of course, cognitive function goes down, memory function goes down, and it's just kind of a big mess. And we're really in that a lot. People that drink a lot of coffee, their acetylcholine levels are going down. It's just really important, I think, to if you can do the eggs and all, to do it, just because it is absolutely one of the best proteins. And I have seen people make major transitions that were having dementia, memory issues, or even had the genetic profile, you know, from their parents or siblings or whatever, and they were really worried about it. So it was really neuroprotective, brain protective, for them to do that. And it's smart to kind of ramp up and really work on your nutrition to be kind of prepare so that sort of thing doesn't happen. And again, remember, we are made up 2/3 lifestyle choices, okay, meaning our environment, and 1/3 genetics. So it's not all 100% genetics. And there's some new DNA profiling that is coming out, and I'm going to be talking a lot about it on this show, but I'm really excited about it because you can literally get a full genetic, they can take cells from your body, and they can test these cells find out from a DNA perspective what your body is lacking. So if your body is pre-programmed for heart disease, okay, then there are certain components that your body needs to be able to combat heart disease. And you don't find that out in the blood work. Blood work is good for the day-to-day, and I'm still a big fan of it because it can tell you where the body is right now and what needs to change and where it's deficient. But DNA will tell you ultimately what your program genes need. And that is research we've never had, and it's coming. So when you're worried about dementia and you're worried about where you might go and where your body is headed, then that can be potentially a good piece. So you might want to just keep your ear out here on the show. And if you're on Facebook and Twitter, I'll be tweeting about that if you're into that whole thing, and I'll keep you posted. But for right now, consider the eggs. Eggs and the dark leafy greens, and I would, if it were me, I know it probably costs you, $30? Take the gel caps, throw them away. Don't need them. They're just, typically most brands are, you're not going to get the quality, you're not going to get the absorption rate that much, and it's true, it just is. And it takes a ton of them to equal a tablespoon. And here's the kicker. If it's a cheaper brand, and I'm not going to pick on brands. I'm not here to do that. But you can, when you heat fish oil, it turns rancid into a trans fat, and it is possible for it to turn, depending on how they processed it and how they put it together. So, again, you won't know that because you don't know how it's manufactured, but why take the gamble? Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Bill, you're next with us on the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes, I'm a 65-year-old male, and I'm
good.
In physical shape. For about 15 years, I've been told I've had high cholesterol. Anyway, but the ratio was always at a level that didn't seem to alarm my doctor. But about 8 years ago, my physician got me on a Crestor, and I've been taking it for about 8 years, and I feel like it's, over the years it's caused some little muscle aches and pains, nothing real serious, but my last physical with the doctor, he decided to put me on supplement, fish oil and some folic acid, and a number of other, about 15 pills actually that I take, a day, as a, replacement for the Crestor. And I guess my question was, I'm going back in 2 weeks to have my blood work done, and I'm, just curious if I find that my cholesterol numbers are high again, would you recommend going back on the statin drug or trying something else? I guess I've been recently with the news about statins, have been a little hesitant. I was glad to get off of them, and I'm kind of hesitant to get back on them again if I don't have to, but I'm afraid the supplements are not going to reduce the get my cholesterol to the level that maybe I want it to be.
What's the total number right now of your cholesterol?
It was about 180 my last physical when he thought, and I was taking 5 milligrams of Crestor, but I had some years ago had tried to get off of the statin, and I still probably run 4 miles 3 days a week. And
it's good that you got the exercise going. I mean, that's really good. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get into this whole cholesterol issue and topic. Your number sounds actually low, 170, 180, if it's total. And I'll talk to you about my thoughts behind that when we come back. Cholesterol, big issue, big topic. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online. You can always, if you're looking for one of our wellness providers in the Wellness Provider Network, people that can coach you along the way in all this wellness, nutrition, and lifestyle-based care that I keep talking about on the show, that can really take you from where you are to where you need to be. Now, going in the break, talking about cholesterol, and cholesterol is a big issue. Bill, you were telling me that you were a little concerned about the statin drugs, not really sure if you should be on them or not, but you're concerned that your numbers might be a little bit too high. You were saying that your total number was around 180, I'm assuming, not just your lower number or your LDL, right? That's the total number.
The total was 180, and that's with, you know, taking the statin. At one time several years ago, I stopped taking it and tried to, you know, watch the diet and this sort of thing, and it went up to the old 280, and, you know, that's, I got back on the statin. My mother, who is 98, has cholesterol of 300. So I don't know if it's, you know, a hereditary thing that I've got, elevated cholesterol, but I, you know, my blood pressure is, 120, 80. You know, playing golf 3 days a week, running, and I'm in, you know, not overweight or anything. I just have a feeling that the numbers are going to go up because I'm just taking these supplements, and I guess my question is, if they do go up, is it probably a good idea to get back on the statin or not?
Yeah, I mean, not if your numbers right now are hanging out around 180. I mean, good cholesterol numbers are between 190 and 220. And that's not standard of care, okay? That's not standard medical care right now. That's not what the research says. I'm just telling you what I've seen through the years, my own personal opinion. So your doctors are going to want to keep it under, typically under about 180. And if they're worried about any predisposition to heart disease at all, then they're going to suggest that you stay on it. So I would really, really look into it, you know, just be cautious. I mean, because we're not talking about cholesterol of 280 and 290, right? So we're talking about 180. So from supplementation to healthy diet. Now, let's talk about diet for a minute. Are you eating very well? Now, there's probably a difference between what I think and what you think.
I do have a tendency, because of the running I do, I have a tendency to, probably eat more tacos and burritos than I should. But because that, after I have a workout, that kind of food, which probably isn't the healthiest, sort of turns off the hunger drive for me. But I don't have a weight problem or anything like that.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though: the quality of food that you eat is going to determine how cells are made in the body. So if you eat foods that will drive cholesterol and your starchy carbohydrates, eating with certain kind of proteins and the wrong kind of fats can drive cholesterol to go up, versus eating more lower glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, for example, healthy proteins, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, and then things, all the healthy fats, almonds and walnuts and cashews and avocados and those sorts of things. That changes the profile. So your diet matters. So if you're not eating really, really well and you're concerned about the whole cholesterol issue, might want to consider stepping up, making some changes. Because remember, for health, exercise is about 20%, maybe. And diet and what you eat, and stress and mental anxiety, stress, that sort of thing, is about 80%. So your exercise, you know, the whole idea that you, well, if I exercise a lot and I really stay on target with, you know, running and that sort of thing, I can just kind of eat what I want for the, you know, maybe 50% eat what I want. And I can burn it off. You know, that's always the thought and the concept. But that's not really how things work, and that's not really how the body works. So you don't want to just kind of burn things off. You want to actually get to a place where you're eating extremely well and you're exercising, and then you can really hit that optimal health level. Because, again, you're not 20, but you're not old either. I mean, you really are still at a good age bracket to make some changes. It's just you have to be a little bit more serious about the 80%, which is the diet mostly, the 80% when you're in your latter years than your earlier years. Your body can be a little bit more forgiving early on. But now it's kind of a game changer. You want to make sure that you are making good choices, and you want to make sure that you really can kind of go to that level, the next level, which that's what you want to do. And you can. It's just, again, cholesterol, red yeast rice, the supplements, vitamin E, which has really good research on it, even in medical text. Those are great. Now, do you want to get your blood work checked every 6 months minimum? Yeah, without a doubt, with your doctor. And if your doctor wants you to be on statins, I'm not telling you to not do that. We're just having a conversation because you want to be respectful of what they say. And I only say that because I am one and I understand they're abiding by what we call standards of care, and they have to. They're looking out for your best interest. So it's going to be your own decision. If you say, hey, I really want to work on lifestyle modification and do this my own way, you just got to let them know that so they can note it in their chart, cover their rear end. Okay, keep me posted. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.